Well, that we were working on it in phase two when we were doing things on air, and Julius actually kind of brought it up to us, and he was like, man, it's a little tougher when there's words behind it. You know, we really have to focus on what Peyton's saying. So that kind of got us thinking, well, maybe there is something to this. And then now that we've started camp and we're working on our first road game, it's really worked to our benefit.
It's good having CJ back out there.
Yeah, it's good to see him come back so quickly. And, you know, he's kind of a big impact for us in the preseason, you know, last year, and then beginning of this year, we felt like he was going to really turn it on. So we can't wait to see him play.
Was there any worry there with the depth at running back with CJ?
No, we like the guys we have, and those undrafted guys we brought in, we feel like really somebody's going to step up in that group, whether it's one, two, three guys. So we'll see how it plays out because we still have three more games.
In the preseason, you don't scheme much for your opponent, but do you like the fact that you're at least playing two really good defenses in your first two games?
I think all the defenses we're going to end up playing this preseason are pretty tough, and it's good for us to see a 4-3 defense, and then now we're moving to a 3-4 scheme, and then with Houston coming, another 3-4 scheme, and then we'll jump back to a 4-3 scheme. So it's good mix-up for us, especially with Kansas City in our division, and San Diego can't run it if they want to, but just seeing that kind of variety is good for us.
How do you gauge Cody's development right now?
He's making strides forward. Obviously, when you're a rookie, it's not so easy, especially in our offense, working on the ball, signals, code words. It's just a lot. It's different than what he's been in. But I would say he's heading in the right direction. We just got to keep working him and seeing how far we can bring him in the whole preseason.
In terms of physical presence, how he uses his body and those types of things.
He does a great job of going to get the ball, and that's something we really like. Today, you see what a bigger body guy does when you look at what DT did on one of our two-minute situations, how he goes up and get it. We expect that from Cody down the road as far as using his body to his advantage and going to attack the ball.
I apologize if I've been asked this already, but what are the first team reps doing for Chimwong's progress?
Anytime you can get in with Peyton and play at his tempo, it's a great developing tool for a younger guy, and he's kept up to speed as far as the terminology and understanding what to do. The hard part is when you get in a game, it's a completely different speed, and we'll see how the reps shake out this week. I don't know if we'll get him in with him or if he'll be with Brock or Zach. I'm not really sure yet, so we'll figure that out once the week kind of winds down.
Does it help him? How quickly use code words? Does that help him at all?
I think most of the colleges use some kind of form of code words, the digit system kind of. You lose it a little bit in college because of the communication. It's hard to signal that. So I think a lot of guys are using concept words to try to say, hey, this means one play. So I think it's not really new to him. So I think most colleges are doing that.
From a physicality standpoint, what have you seen in the run game that encourages you?
For the most part, we're a little more downhill this year. We do stretch it some, but not probably as much as we were trying to last year. We're using a little more of our gap schemes and running some power plays, which has really kind of developed a little bit of different attitude for us, I think. And it makes it a little easier on our guys to say, hey, I'm just coming off the ball and we're going to be downhill.
Is there any sense that needs to develop in order to help the defense at any time in terms of rest they have or anything like that?
I think for what we're doing right now, especially with our defense, they would say probably we're running the ball better, and our downhill running game is probably helping them as well because now they're seeing what they'll probably see in the regular season. So I think it's helping both sides of the ball.
The things that they're emphasizing, the defense holding, the illegal contact, how do you think that could impact you guys? How do you think that will affect what you're trying to do?
We don't really worry about it. Last year we talked about all the time, teams are going to hold, and if they don't call it, they don't call it. That's just part of the game, and we never worry about it. We just say don't let them hold. And that's the mentality we always take in every game. We never count on it, and if it happens, it happens, and it's part of the game. And, you know, we can't worry about it. We can't make that a point of emphasis for us worrying about whether or not we're going to get calls.